Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're diving into a powerful topic that touches on self-worth, dating, career, and everything in between, the energy of desperation. Let's get into it. Let's take a moment to get real. We've all felt that intense feeling of need. It might show up as obsessively checking your phone for a text, overextending yourself for a job, or clinging too tightly to a new friendship. That desperate energy is exhausting. And while it comes from a complete human place, it's a place that fears lack and loneliness, and it can also sabotage the very things we're trying to attract. You are what you put out. So if you're giving off desperate energy and those vibes, imagine what you're going to attract when you're coming from a place of desperation. Desperation is actually very sneaky. It has a way of creeping into our lives very quietly, and it just really shows up when we feel like time is running out. We're panicking when opportunities slip through our fingers that we're so close, or when we measure our worth by what we haven't yet achieved. Desperation creeps in and it whispers lies that we must beg, that we must chase, or we must settle in order to get what we want. But desperation never builds a solid foundation. It only creates shaky ground that collapses under pressure. So let me say that again for the people in the back. Desperation never builds a solid foundation. It only creates shaky ground that collapses under pressure. So this episode today, we're going to get real, but it's not about denying your hunger for success, love, or opportunity. It's about learning to pursue what you want with confidence instead of fear, patience instead of panic, and self-respect instead of self-sacrifice. So really, instead of being desperate, we should be more patient. You know, instead of freaking out and panicking, because when you operate from strength, you attract the right people, the right opportunities, and the right timing. Oh my goodness, that itself is a nugget. That's a gem. Because when you are operating out of fear, doubt, anxiety, like, oh my goodness, this has to happen or else, and you're just being super impatient, you're going to attract results based off of you operating with that mentality. So the key is to pause and be patient and self-reflect and understand your self-respect, your worth. Don't get desperate where you're willing to do anything now. Come on. That's the time to take a moment back and understand who you are and what you're capable of. Because once you shift things and shift from being desperate and afraid to being confident, even in when you know the odds aren't there and things haven't been finalized, but when you operate from strength, you're going to attract the right people into your life. You don't want to operate out of desperation and attracting people that are preying on that desperation. They can smell it and sense your desperation from afar. So don't be desperate. It's a reminder, and it's also a roadmap. And the reminder is that you are enough right now. Even as you're growing, even as you're developing, don't get desperate, don't get impatient. But, you know, it's a roadmap to shift from grasping to being grounded, from clinging to commanding, from frantic to focus. So whether it's in your relationships, your career, your finances, or just personal growth, the moment you stop acting out of desperation, you create space for the best things in your life to find you. And this is a very important topic to me. You know, it's not me personally that I'm overconfident. It's just that I know my value and I know my worth and what I bring to the table, so I don't have to be over antsy about things. You know, I just attract the right people based on my vibes and my energy and my demeanor and what I'm giving off, and most importantly, my intellect. So be confident in what you possess, and when you possess the right things, I kid you not, you're going to attract the right people. I've been in so many, like, just different arenas and rooms, and people just gravitate towards me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe this person is, like, you know, in the field that I want to get into, and they're able to, you know, mentor me. So that is just simply because I'm not coming off as desperate. I'm coming off as confident. I'm coming off as cool and collective with a really good composure. So always remember that. That applies anywhere in relationships. Imagine if you want someone, but you're so, like, desperate for their attention. You're trying to get them to love you. Don't be desperate. When you're that person, they're going to gravitate towards you. They're going to know your worth, and you don't have to, you know, double text and ask these people, why are they ghosting you? You're her. You don't have to beg for anything. You don't have to beg someone to be with you or to see your worth or see your value. If that person is right for you, they should naturally see who you are and, you know, what you bring to the table, and constantly engage with you because it's a match, right? So keep that in mind, that you create the space for the best things in your life to find you. I've never been desperate. I just sit and be in my essence, okay? And listen, I'm not perfect. I'm like, why are you guys gravitating towards me? pause, like, but you know, that's, like I said, the essence of me that draws the energy that I'm putting out, the vibes that I'm giving off, it attracts certain people. So if I'm coming off in a broken state, or if I'm coming off in a desperate state, I'm not going to attract a certain quality of people. So you have to do that internal work to, you know, just get yourself together so you're not being desperate. If that's you, if you're begging a friend to do things with you and they're not showing interest and you're looking for friendships or you're looking for relationships, stop being desperate. You are good enough, and you should want to be around people that are naturally attracted to you, that are naturally feeling you. And if you're not attracting the people that you want to attract, work on yourself, work on areas on how you can gradually improve. But think about where this desperation and this need is coming from, that lack that you feel, that level of doubt that's causing you to seek validation from people that aren't really interested or seeking you. So that itself is something to get into and explore more. It's really all in your mindset. Mindset is where it's at. So, you know, that's the root of where the desperation is coming from. Desperation is not a character flaw. It's a mindset of scarcity. When we operate from a place of lack, the brain tells us that this opportunity is the only one I'll have, or this person is the last one, or if I lose this, I will have nothing. And this panic makes us ignore red flags, settle for less, and overgive until we are depleted. So this energy, I need this to complete me. And it really often pushes us away from the very connection or the opportunity that we're simply craving. But where is this coming from? Because true healthy connection is built in wholeness and abundance, not out of being needy and lacking clinginess. So you really have to look at that desperate energy versus confident energy. So let's look at the difference between these two energies, because the shift from one to the other is the key to reclaiming your power. So don't be desperate, baby. So when you're desperate energy, you're constantly chasing, you're in the chasing phase, you're always initiating, you're feeling like you have to prove your worth, and you're always just chasing something. Versus a confident energy, confident baby, You're always attracting, you're trusting your value, you're letting others meet you halfway. It's okay, you do put yourself out there sometimes, but the majority of the time you're attracting things because of your confident energy. So desperate energy, you're settling, you're accepting less than you truly deserve because you fear that you're going to lose something that you have. So you're constantly settling to think that's the best for you. Versus confident energy, you are setting boundaries. You know your worth and you are protecting your peace. So there's a difference between knowing when you be like, that's okay, it could pass, versus when you're settling out of that desperate energy. So, you know, the desperate energy, you're operating from, I need you to be whole. You're operating out of your codependence versus your confident energy. You're operating from, I am whole, I am complete, and I choose you. That's where it's at. It's all about being confident, whole, and complete. Versus you operating out of a level of need and being clingy and codependent. And also when you're operating out of that desperate energy, this is a big one that a lot of people do. Ignoring red flags, convincing yourself that the situation will change. In 9 times out of 10, it's not changing. You're just desperate and you're choosing to ignore a lot of signs. But when you operate out of that confident energy, you are honoring and valuing your intuition, and you are walking away from things that don't align with your true goals. So the confident energy always wins. The confident energy understands that what belongs to you will not pass you by. And that's something I'm a firm believer of. What's for me is for me. I don't have to be in competition with a million people. I am who I am. And what's for me will be for me. What God has for you, it is for you. And what God has for me, it is for me. So don't operate and don't be so desperate. Be confident, be sure, and have that knowing energy. And if you've ever been on a desperate side with desperate energy, there's so many ways to shift your energy to confident energy. And you have to understand that desperation is not, you know, to pretend that you don't care, but genuinely work on cultivating your self-worth so that you can be strong, so that you can understand how to be independent and hold and sure of yourself. So you have to focus on your fullness, your actions, make your own life so vibrant that you don't have to obsessively check your phone, invest in your hobbies, spend time with friends who would truly fill your cup, or finally start that course you've been thinking about taking. Or, you know, when you're focused internally, read a good book, your energy shifts from seeking to being radiant. We're all about having that radiant energy here on Real World Relevant Podcast. So you want to be able to cultivate patience, because a lot of times when you're not patient, you're operating out of that desperate energy and attachment. So when you focus on patience and detachment, you'll feel the urge to not be so quick to rush and force outcomes, but let them gradually work themselves out. And here's a mantra you could say to yourself, a positive affirmation: I am trusting the timing of my life. And just simply detach from the timeline and know that rushing signals that just, you know, allows you to operate out of a level of having that self-respect for yourself, where you're able to take your time and be patient and trust the process. And maintain your boundaries. It's all mental. Desperation often involves violating your boundaries to please others, being a people pleaser. So take back your power by identifying one area where you've been letting things slide a little bit too much, you know? So maybe answering texts late at night or constantly agreeing to last minute demands. Start saying no to that one thing. Boundaries are the clearest signal that you send to the world that you respect yourself. And just, you know, practice that radical abundance and stop focusing on what you lack and focus on, you know, it could be things sometimes we focus on it's a lack of a partner, a lack of a job, or a lack of a close friendship. Instead of dedicating that time to acknowledging the thousand other things you already have, practice gratitude for your health, you know, your home, your existing relationships that you do have. Work on those skill sets that you want to develop, and just have that level of abundance thinking that, you know, you're a true magnet for everything good that you want into your life. So know that operating out of desperation, that is a no-no. That's a no-go, and that's not where it's at. It's out of operating out of confident energy versus desperate energy. Every single action that you have sends out signals. So I don't want to freak you out, but you may not realize it, but the way you think, speak, and move is charged with energy. And energy people pick up on long before you say a single word. This is why two people can walk into the same room with the same goals, yet walk out with completely different results. So the difference isn't luck, looks, or even talent. The difference is energy. So desperate energy pushes people away. It's actually that force that feels needy, grasping, and just being restless. So that kind of energy that says, I need this to feel complete. And it actually creates pressure, fear, and resistance, often leading to disappointment or rejection. So on the other hand, confident energy pulls people in. It radiates assurance, calm, and a level of certainty. The kind of energy that says, I know who I am, and I trust the right things will align for me. Confident energy creates space for attraction, respect, and opportunity. So this episode, this podcast today is about recognizing when you're operating in desperate energy and learning how to shift into confident energy. It's about rewiring the way you approach relationships, opportunities, and even challenges. You'll discover how to move from chasing to choosing, from clingy to commanding, and from lacking to abundance. And the truth is, desperation, it's the opposite of confidence and attraction. So when you master the art of carrying confident energy, you don't have to fight for your place. You actually create it. So there's a big difference. You ever see someone in the room and they're constantly trying to be the center of attention and they're always talking, making small talk that's going nowhere, versus that person that barely speaks and all of the attention is on them because it's their confidence level, their presence. And so you have to know the difference. You want to be attracting versus constantly trying to compete in operating out of that state of desperation. Don't let it be you. I want all of the listeners today to understand that life will always test the energy you bring into it. So some seasons will tempt you to fall into fear, to feel uncertain, to cling to people or opportunities that don't align with your worth. And that's, my friend, is desperate energy. And it comes from lack, it comes from impatience, and it comes from self-doubt. And no matter how hard you push, that energy works against you. Confident energy, on the other hand, is a quiet strength. It does not chase, it attracts. It does not beg, it chooses. It does not fear. Time is trusting time, is trusting the process. So when you operate from confidence, you stop trying to control everything outside and you master what it is within you, your mindset, your presence, your choices. So this is not about pretending to be fearless. It's about shifting your center of gravity from neediness to self-assurance, from lack to abundance, from desperation to dignity. And with that shift, you unlock the power to build healthier relationships, embrace opportunities that truly serve you, and walk away from what doesn't. So if you're in that bad relationship, you could walk away with confidence, grace, and ease, and know that there's someone out there that would appreciate your worth. Or if you have that toxic friendship where that friend is really not for you and you're just over it, move forward. Have that confident energy to do so. The energy you carry is the story you tell the world about yourself. Or if you're in a work predicament and you're working at a job that no longer serves you and you know that you're capable of so much more, take the necessary steps to move forward to a job that, you know, is worth it, where you're living up to your potential. Because desperate energy says, I am not enough and I must prove my worth. But know that confident energy says, I'm already enough and the right things will meet me where I stand. So do you believe in you? So as you step forward from this podcast today, carry yourself with the kind of energy that commands respect, inspires trust, and attract the life you deserve. The world doesn't respond to desperation. It responds to confidence. So choose wisely. The choice is always yours. So choose to be confident and radiate that confident energy versus desperate energy. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode today. Take a deep breath and choose confidence over chasing. Choose self-worth over self-doubt. You deserve to attract your true alignment. Always remember to shine bright. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.